So now let's go to John Grappone and Annalisa for David Bowie, a K-Fog encore performance.
If everybody is ready in the studio, I think we should welcome our very special guest.
On our birthday, no less, our 15th birthday, David Bowie and Reeves Gabrels.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. Good morning, John and Annalisa.
Oh, I've waited my whole life to hear you say that. For the song, gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know, all these people in the audience, we had people fax in because there's obviously limited space. So everyone who's here really, truly, truly was dying to be here, and they have a lot of questions that they wanted to ask you, and would that be all right?
I'd love to hear them and possibly answer them.
All right. How about we go to a question from Rebecca? Rebecca?
Here comes Rebecca. Look, Annalisa. Yeah. All right,
Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Great. Hi. Great movie.
Thank you. Throughout the years, you've worn some pretty incredible outfits. Do you keep the wardrobe, or is there a Bowie outlet I can visit?
I actually...
Yay.
You know something? Everything that I've ever worn travels with me on every tour that I do. It's all back at the hotel, and it's the kind of clothes... I mean, this is called... You know, this is David Bowie regular guy clothes I'm wearing today. But when I go out, you know, in the mornings and go and get cigarettes and things, I pop on a pair of Kansai Yamamoto stack heel boots and put all the makeup on, you know, put the red wig on. just to see if I'm still needed by anybody. You know, nobody ever pays the slightest attention. It shows how times change. I have everything at home, yeah.
Do you have that suit with the hands that were strategically sewn?
Yes,
sewn?
I do.
I love that.
Yeah, that was a rip-off from Ballet Rombay, I think, in Britain. I saw and I thought, oh, I want that, I'll make it.
Well, see, you got to see much more, because I was a kid in the States when I turned on the TV and saw that. I thought, oh, there's the man, that's it.
Well, I had one on the groin as well, but the producer made me take that off, which I don't actually think was a very good idea, but...
Hello.
So have you been walking around on the off days in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, no,
much better since he had the hand removed.
Yeah. That's a dead giveaway. Reeves Gabrels, all right.
Watch out, he's opening up. Open the cage. He's quiet, but when he speaks, it's deadly. It is one of mine. This is not... I'm not jiving here. I really mean this sincerely from the bottom of the well. But this is one of my favorite cities for walking around in. And it's great here. It's really, really tricky.
It is. It is. How about a question from Carol Johnson? Carol Johnson in the studio.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dave.
Dave, I read an article, actually an interview that John Grappone did with you that was published by KFOG, and it said in there that your life was much more spiritual now than it was back when you were 25, and I was very curious if there was a particular teachings or spiritual master that you were following.
I think probably, wow, that's an extraordinary question, but it is very serious to me as I get older. I think it happens to all men. Well, that, I use that in the pluralistic fashion, of course, inclusive of women. That there's a sense, that the one thing that one doesn't work for hard enough and fast enough earlier in one's life, one's spiritual well-being. It's kind of, oh, I'll get to that later on, just before I die. I'll say a quick prayer, you know. Sorry about everything that I did, and can I come in now? You know, sort of. I fully believe that the fact that the one thing that we can be certain about is death, in the delightful way that one can think about it, that it is something that one should probably think about every waking moment of one's life. I haven't got to that stage yet, but I guess if anything else, I had a period where I was interested in Tibetan Buddhism when I was in my 16, 17 year old, and I keep making inroads back into that again. But also there's a Western tradition called Gnosticism that I'm also kind of interested in too. I don't think I follow one particular spiritual path, but it's kind of a morning blend of Gnosticism meets Tibetan Buddhism. It's like, you know, so it's like very Mars.
Well, with that in mind, and you just happen to have guitars in your hand, maybe we can get a song or two on K-Fog.
Sure, absolutely. This is one that we also... There's a writer called Rick Moody who brought out a book a couple of years ago called The Ice Storm, which I thought was quite wonderful. It was about a dysfunctional family in the 70s. And this is something that fascinated me. I've never met such people. And it was just made recently into a movie, which comes out at the end of this year. And coincidentally, they chose one of our songs that Reeves and I wrote in Tin Machine for the music for it. And it's called I Can't Read. And so we'll do that for you. shadow gets me. All I've got is someone's face. Money goes to money heaven. Bodies go to body hell. I just sit and watch the chase. Switch the channels, watch the police come. I can't reach it anymore. I just sit back and ignore. Right, just can't get it right. I can't reach it. I can't reach it. Just not because our song's in it. It's the most wonderful film. It just played the New York Film Festival. Got a prize there. It was directed by Ang Lee, as you probably know his work very well. So it's Sigourney Weaver and Kevin Kline. It's really a fabulous film.
One more question.
Please, yes.
Christine from Los Altos. You know, I'm assuming they forgot their question, so I'm giving them the cue card again.
Do you have any plans to make movies in the future?
No, frankly, not at all. And it's not something that actually appeals to me very much. It's kind of, I'm in one of those ridiculous situations where people will ask me to walk on things because, you know, this will always get somebody to do, you know, somebody with a name to do this walk on. And so I get a lot of chances to do some interesting things, which I'm very grateful for. But it's not something that, it's too much hard work. And I'd love to be a film star, but I don't like all the work that goes with it. You know, I kind of like to see posters with my name on and stuff, but you got to, like, learn about acting and stuff. And it seems such a long, hard thing to do. But the few things that I have done, I've enjoyed very much. So I tend to choose things because I think the director's real interesting, and it'd be kind of great to watch how he creates things. Or I know people on the in the cast, and, you know, it becomes like a friendly thing.
If a movie was to be made about your life, who do you think you would choose to play David Bowie?
John Gielgud. We're presuming this is at the other end of David Bowie's life.
We think he could carry it off.
I think Gielgud would be a wonderful David.
How about anybody but Tom Cruise?
Ziggy Stardust.
I love lies wanking. He could probably carry that off.
I could know some wonderful Gielgud story. I can't tell them on the radio, though, unfortunately.
So maybe it's time for a guitar song.
With Reeves and David at K-Fong.
Yeah, okay. Well, which one can I tell? I can't tell any of them.
Nice new fixtures, though.
Nice new fixtures. No, I can't do it.
Makes you, no.
Secret private undisclosed location, studio audience of Fontaine's on the radio at K-Fi, with more questions to come from our fabulous audience.
What have you been doing in San Francisco for the past week?
I've frankly done a lot of shopping.
Where?
Oh, how crass. I've made so many visits to the Tibet shop, you wouldn't believe it. I'm wearing half of it now. There's a wonderful little place here called the Tibet shop. I don't know if you know
it's
it.
It's on Polk Street.
Yeah. Yes, you got it. And I think the majority of the proceeds from that go to the Free Tibet organization. So if you fancy buying a little present for anybody, please go and deposit your money there.
Cool.
That's one of my favorite places. I tend to go to art galleries a lot. I just look at what's on. And I guess when I leave here, I'd be back out there with my shopping bag.
Carousing,
yeah.
Cool, thanks.
Are you an art collector?
I am, yeah. Obsessive.
An obsessive one?
Yeah. I've been collecting for years. I started in the late 60s with, at that time, I guess an unfashionable thing, which was Art Deco and Art Nouveau,
mm-hmm.
and sold it well before it became really popular because I needed the bread to buy, like, amps and guitars and stuff like that.
So you've got...
I'm a kick-myself art collector. I always sell my stuff before it becomes popular.
Well, hold on to it for now. And your own, too. You're a fine painter yourself.
I do paint, yes. I'm quite serious about it, and I exhibit quite seriously in Europe. And I also sculpt and do installations. I do bathrooms, windows, I speak French, and I ski.
And his hobbies include, he's a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Sort of. For sure.
I'm not that old.
I didn't mean it, though. But, you know, did you ever think in your 50th year you would have accomplished as much? Have you looked at your resume lately? My God. Broadway, film.
No, don't look back.
I'm so happy for you. You know, I'm happy that you're in the space that you're at right now, and it shows what a good time. Those of you who have tickets for tonight, I left the show sweat-drenched, rosy cheeks, wobbly knees.
We come off stage every night, and we just hug each other. I mean, it's such... These are such wonderful shows, and we only started a few days ago in Vancouver, as I said. We did mm-hmm. Seattle, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. That's all we've done so far, and it's just been a joy. I mean, the audience has been so warm and receptive to what we do. It's just great.
It's David and Reeves in studio with a special studio audience of Fogheads on our 15th birthday and all, with Annalisa and Grappone, and maybe would you grace us with another song?
This one you won't find much quality of throat. I've got some high notes to hit in this one. It's a bit afternoon for me. So we're not going... Think of a pure C somewhere out there.
His head, tears his eyes from the screen. As his past takes him back to Atlantic City, there's not even a demon in heaven or hell. Is it all just human disguise as I walk down the aisle? And I'm and I know who's there when silhouettes fall. And I'm gone like I'm dancing on angels. And I'm gone through the crack in the past, like a dead man walking. Dancing under the lamplight, shaking their sex and their bones like the boys that we were. Alienation and therapy, sliding naked and new, like a bat in the child on a rain-slick street. And I'm gone through the crack in the past, like a dead man walks.
David Bowie leads the Brells. The new one is Earthling on Virgin, soon to be Virgin on Earthling.
Thank you very much.
Dead Man Walking. Thank you. Thank you so much, David.
Standing ovation for David.
Yes, it was our 15th birthday, September 16th, 1997, when David Bowie graced us with his presence and his wit. An encore performance there of a KFOG private concert live broadcast from an undisclosed location, which later turned out to be the Fantasy Studios in Berkeley. For the Year in Your Ear 97, all weekend long here on KFOG, we're reviewing the top 97 albums of 97 and revisiting a few key shows, too.